This morning, I just had a feeling. I said, but I just was so thankful that no matter what has gone on in her life, she has been faithful. She's made it through this year. She doesn't complain. And I mean, all the things that I'm not. And then I got to class and I met wonderful, wonderful Jean. And she's older than me, and such an example. You know, she has not had a good year as far as the things of the earth, you know, but as far as her Heavenly Father coming through for her and being such an example. And we've had lovely Julie, who's younger, and, you know, it's just been tremendous. But I've seen so many women that, like a woman who's your friend Joanna. I've never met her. But she ministered to my life through her last days. And it's like people you don't even know can do that. And I see Josie over there, who was my BSF leader, and I remember when she had a daughter in college, but she got a bonus baby, and she took it in stride, and it was like, these are the women that have ministered to me, that it's like, now I see the hope that, you know, as I get to the next decade, that no matter how much time I have, it's like through the study of God's word, it's like, I know I can be that kind of a woman because I have the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I've had such good examples. Just everybody here, their faithfulness. And it's just, for me, it's probably been the most life-changing study I've ever been in. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever shared in this group before, but my name is Nelda. And Kate was my discussion leader. And I just want to say thank you to my group for standing with me and by me and for me in a, I'm going to say, drastic family situation that just overwhelmed me. And I came to group and you were willing to pray for me, and you were willing to uphold me. You were willing to be my friend, and even though the situation was not and is not right, all I said was, one of my children is in trouble and my heart is breaking. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine that you ladies might have had that similar situation. And my prayer was for comfort and wisdom. And I thank you for your prayers. And you know how Liz says, go to the throne and not the phone? I so much wanted to go to the phone. And I actually prayed that God would send me somebody to talk to me that very day that I got that bad news, and never happened. Anyway. Instead of going to the throne, I went to the cross. We learned so much about the cross these last few weeks. Burdens are lifted at the foot of the cross. Why didn't I know that before? Why didn't I grasp that? Why was I so consumed with my grief that I could not understand that? Listen to this. Love is when a man wipes your tears even after you left him hanging on the cross for your sins. Listen again. Love is when a man wipes your tears even after you have left him hanging on the cross for your sins.
You know, what I get a lot of stuff, but God has a plan for us. You know, he sent John the Baptist through prophecy. It was his plan. So much Jesus was his plan. He knew that we were going to mess up. It was his plan. It's so much bigger. You know, I look at my life. My life is not perfect. My children are not perfect. My extended family is probably dysfunctional. But we totally love each other, and we just accept one another. And I could say right now, I feel so taken care of by the Lord. I don't care what's going on in my life. I just trust him. And I see more and more through Scripture, he has a plan. He had a plan to save us. He has a plan to heal us, whether it's this side or whether it's the other side. He just, you know, we are all in his plan, and I know I just want to be sensitive to his spirit, so I do what he's created me to do. You know, and I just pray the same thing for all the rest of you, because we're important to him, and he has a job for us.
Hello, I'm Annabelle's daughter. My name is Janie. It's been a joy, such a joy, to be a part of this group. For several years now, maybe four or five, I'm not sure. We have fallen in love, especially my mother, with Liz. And we had the privilege of having a special lunch with Liz several months ago. And the two of them have a, I know you all feel like you have a special relationship with Liz, but Liz took great delight in ribbing my mom. And it was merciless sometimes, but always with love and in fun. And I've gotten so much out of being asked to be the greeter. I've learned slowly but surely learned names. I know all your faces, and it's been such a joy to hug you and welcome you each week. As far as the book of Luke goes, I found it very more than comforting to... I've been a Christian since I was, I don't know, but I remember specifically at age 11, I formally made a decision for Christ and was received into the church, but learned the gospel at my mother's knee, Baptist PK, she is, and always will be. Luke, I've never really studied the book of Luke before. It was, Dr. Luke was precious, and he did so much, but after the gruesome suffering of the garden and the cross, it was the last chapter that really not only comforted me, but it equips us. Yeah. When Jesus went to those men on the road to Emmaus, I agree with Jean, that was my favorite. And we read that together because Mom can't read. So I read it aloud to her, and it was almost like the Lord was there, and we were there. It was like we were those disciples, and it was so exciting. It was one of those rare, special Holy Spirit experiences when we together ran back to Jerusalem and said, "He's alive!" And then when Jesus appeared and said, "It is I myself," it, you know, put your hands in the wounds in my hands and your hand in my side, and don't doubt but believe. And it really hit me. So it's equipping, because how many times do we hear people question the resurrection? I do, and that just made it more real than ever to me. And so I'm thankful for Liz and for the book of Luke and for all of you.
When I first
not cordless.
Came to the Baptist Church, I had married a Presbyterian, and for 15 years I did the Lord's work for the Presbyterians. And then when he passed away, I said, "I want to go home." And so I came back to the Baptist Church. And one day in church, the pastor handed out cards, and he wanted us to write down the name of somebody in the church who had been such a blessing and a help to them. And I wrote down Liz Fosdahl.
Wow.
Well, because I can't see what I'm writing, I did get her name down, but she must have known who wrote it. Because she told me later that she was so pleased that she took that little card home and framed it. And it's hanging on her wall. That she has done more for me and the church than anybody else. And she has. Just look at what the product of what she has done for the Lord and for us. And I just want you all to know how much she is. Well, I know you love her, but I love her more than you do.
You know, I think the great testimony of Liz's life is that in health or in infirmity, in trouble or not, she is the Lord's servant, and he works through her. And that's open to all of us. Different gifts, all in Christ's hands. It's awesome. Okay, Bobby.
Can I stand here?
Yeah.
I am so blessed. And I am so blessed, and I just want to give
your
God...
name.
Oh, my name. Well, you know, my real name is Barbara Casey, and then I'm called Bobby. But I really love this Bible study, and when Liz called me, she called me all summer, because she knew I broke my foot. And I said, Liz, I don't understand why God had to have me at home for 3 months, and I broke my foot. But that's when God met me.
Can you speak up just
yeah.
a little bit?
God met me when I broke my foot. And all I did was study. And I studied Psalms 34. And I studied Luke. Because she told me we're studying Luke. And she goes, Bobby, think of a scripture what to put. And but anyway, I was studying Luke. And this whole lesson really just, I just thought it would be boring. But it was so the neatest. Seriously, I did. Because I really never studied the word. And I had a hard time. And it was so neat because I was studying Luke. And I'm dyslexia, so I studied the first part of Luke, and then I went back to the second part, and Liz started laughing. She goes, that's right. Dyslexic people always go to the end. They want to know what's going on first. And I go, yeah, I do. But it was so neat because I looked up the word, and when I was studying Luke, and I told Liz, I was so excited because it says, I said to Liz, never mind about in chapter 24 from 1 to 12, but 13 really just blessed me and touched me because I looked at the word and it says, look, behold, behold means look, suddenly, right now. And I thought, wow, he's saying that, behold, I am going to do a good work in you. He's come, which is the Holy Spirit. And then I thought, wow, Lord, you know, when I was reading this and it talks about, where are you, Lord? You know, like these guys, Lady Magdalena, she says, Lord, you know, she almost missed, actually the two guys almost missed the encounter with Jesus and Mary Magdalena too. But the part that I really learned is there's three encounters that we can have with Jesus. Our spiritual ears, that our ears will be open, and that's what God showed me, because the two guys, their eyes weren't open, and Mary Magdalena, and then the invitation, and how when after they realized it was Jesus, they invited Jesus in. And even though we're going through a lot, like when I was reading this, it really helped me because when I broke my foot, I found out my husband had cancer, and the Lord says, Bobby, invite, because I was studying this, invite me in. So I just felt like that's what they did. They invited Jesus. We can be walking with the Lord. We can be walking with him. We can be walking with him so many years. But when we invite him in our circumstance, in the most broken part of our life, like when I found out my husband had cancer, the first thing I did is I walked outside, and I remembered the scripture. I said, Lord, I invite you in my life. I invite you in my circumstance. And I want to thank you for who you are. Instead of feeling sorry for myself, I went before the Lord, and I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you that I can invite you, Holy Spirit, in my circumstance. And that's what you're telling me in Luke, that to open my ears and not to look at my circumstance. Because when we look at our circumstance, we can have a broken marriage, we can have we could be going crazy with our kids and stuff, and just like me with my husband, it really helped me out when we focus and lean and invite Jesus in our circumstance, and that's the first thing I learned. And then again, because God is a patient God that I've learned, and he's the kind of God that will take the time and meet with you like he did with me. He took the time, and every time I go to him, whether it's at work or with my husband, like in inviting him when a manager just hates me and writes bad things about me constantly, I will walk out victoriously, and I say, Lord, she can write everything bad about me, but I thank you for Luke for showing me that the most little bit stuff, and oh, through the unforgiveness, that you want me to be compassionate to my manager and love her the way you love her. And I remember she really got, they laid her off. And the last day when she came in, I saw Jesus just loving her and just saying, I died for her, Bobby. And she was really rude and mean to me. And the very last day, Debbie and I were supposed to pray. And I said, Debbie, because we were supposed to have fun and go out, you know, and my husband goes, go have fun. And I said, Debbie, when I pray, the Lord show me we should go buy flowers from my manager. And I took these flowers to my manager, and she is not working at Nordstrom's in the Pleasanton Mall anymore. She moved to the Rack, and it was her first day, and we brought in flowers to her. And the first thing when I brought it to her, she saw me, and she goes, for me? And seriously, I would have not done that out of my flesh, but it was the Holy Spirit. And she says, Bobby, I was so mean to you, but your love is so genuine. And she didn't have to say anything anymore. And she goes, could we meet for lunch sometimes? And I go, yes, Lord. But again, it's out of obedience. And when we invite the Lord in our circumstance, whether we hate someone or they're mean to us or we're going through stuff, he meets with us and he knows exactly everything about me. And that's the kind of God I have. He's kings of kings. And then the part is taking home, the part that I learned in Luke, it talks about, I have to put my glasses back on, but going home, and the Lord showed me that, Bobby, it's not all about Bible study here. Yeah, we can have an encounter like the guys did. They left the meeting, and they didn't meet Jesus in the meeting. They met Jesus, you know, when they're walking, and they realized who he was. And that's what he wants with us. He wants that from me. He says, Bobby, don't just go to Bible study and just learn about it, but take it home with you. Take it home. I want to be a changed woman. I want to be transformed. I want to grow in him, and I want to take it home with me. I want to take the word, and Liz calls me constantly, and she goes, Bobby, it's not about Bible study. It's how you take it home, and it's how you live it, and it's how you eat, and you just bite into it in the word. And I love the scripture when John says that, when he said that I wrote down the scripture, but it talks about when Jesus gave, when it was one of the scriptures in John, he says, I will go out. His word is so true that he says, I want the word to spread all over your neighborhood, not just at work, not just at your neighbor, not just at Bible study, but everywhere. The word should be spread out. And I don't know what else to say, but he's been so good. And I want to share one more thing that, real quick, my husband, now that he's sick and he comes home and he has the chemo every day and he gives a shot to himself, and he's so weak that when he eats, he usually washes dishes or puts things away, or usually when I fold clothes, he helps me so much. And this time, he just walks away, doesn't put the dishes away, and he sees the clothes, he doesn't fold the clothes. I mean, he just goes straight to bed. But every time he does that, I go, Jesus, thank you. Thank you that he put the dishes away. And my kids started laughing. They go, Mom, I think the dishes are still here. Why are you praising God for that? And I said, because God is such a great God. And he wants me to just thank him for, even if it's not positive, even if it's negative, to thank him, because my husband used to do that. And, you know, when he showed me that not to look at the weakness of Kevin, I was so excited because I said, Lord, wow, that's the same thing. He does not want me to look at my circumstance. He wants me to lean again in him and look at him and open my eyes and open my ears spiritually and encounter him and say, wow, Lord, you're there with me all the time, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And
my name is Katina Kurtzman, and I just had to say something. The part about Luke that really got me was the fact that Jesus, he was beaten unrecognizable. And after he was beaten unrecognizable, he still took it and he came for us and he died for us. And it was just a part of my life where I never thought of that. Like, I never thought that how he was beaten so bad. So with that being said, it gave me the courage, because I go through, you know, having spells with having multiple sclerosis. And always sometimes I say to myself, I say, Lord, you know, sometimes I say, why, you know. But then when I looked and seen how he was beaten and how he still died for us, I said, this stuff that I'm going through is nothing. And then another fact is the fact that he, when it was a choice where he could have had, I think it was Gal, which is like a pain reliever. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he didn't take that because he wanted to, you know, fulfill it fully, that's the part that really touched me. I said, wow, Jesus, you are so wonderful. And that's what gave me strength in Luke. So with me going through what I went through, and then having you lovely ladies saying you prayed for me, and then having Debbie, she took me to the treatments because my husband had started a new job and stuff, so it would have been impossible. And then she said, oh, honey, I'll take you. And then for her to spend my birthday with me when I didn't really have anyone to spend it with. And I just thank the Lord for just all you ladies, and I thank Liz for her to even form this organization, because when we sung Amazing Grace, that was about me 2 years ago before I came here. Yeah, I was a wretch, and he did save a wretch like me. So I thank the Lord for that, and I thank you ladies, and I love you guys.
You know, she was in my group, and I wish my whole group was here. We are Judy Faber's is with the Lord now, yes. And we look forward to seeing her. She is such an inspiration, and inspired us to be better than we are, to love the Lord more, to love His Word more, and to love each other more. And in our class, I have to say, each woman has ministered to each other, and it's like we all walked the road to Emmaus together because our hearts burned. Mm-hmm. We knew that Jesus was with us in that Bible study, and we did apply it. And the stories that were shared, I mean, Marlene and Bobby and Debbie and I can't remember every name, but I remember Joni. She's really special to my heart, you know, because she came just wanting to know the Word. And she knows the Word now. And we just thank God for this this Bible study. I've been to a lot of Bible studies, but this one, it really has the Holy Spirit within.
Amen.
It's like no other Bible study I've ever been to. It's really, really... It's just made us better, huh?
Yes, yes, it has. Oh, yes.
So thank you. And we want to give Liz our love and prayers.
Yes.
Absolutely, Jane.
Here.
I tell you, no.
I just have to say something, because I never talk on the last day, but I just have to say that this has probably been the hardest year of my life. It's been so difficult, because Judy Fabris was my best friend for 30 years and worked in my house for 22 years as my bookkeeper. Sat across the table from me 3 days a week for lunch. We went traveling together. We did lots of things together. And it meant so much to me to have Judy in my life. Mm-hmm. This year, God has shown me that He is faithful to me in every situation. Amen. He brought Julie into my life. She is now my bookkeeper. She is wonderful. Praise God for Julie. Judy trained her to know my books. And Julie brought a lot of new skills. So that's a blessing. And she's right there. She's so sweet, as you know. So that fills a very important part right there. Another thing that's gone on this year is my husband. The week that Judy died, my husband
took a nosedive in his health. My husband is 90. And he began to decline. I'm sure it's the end of the line for my husband. And his mind is virtually gone, which makes it so difficult for me because I lost Judy, my soulmate on one hand, and my husband on the other hand. And so there I am, very hard. This morning I was arranging, as I pulled into the parking lot, for the hospital bed, which is being delivered before 3 today, and there'll be 3 people to help move him into that bed because he can't walk anymore. So it's been a very hard journey for me. My sister showed up unexpectedly last night and helped me move all the things out of the one bedroom. She lives in San Luis Obispo. Why would she come last night? She moved things, and we got the room ready to receive the furniture from my bedroom. And she said, "Jean, you're so calm." And she said, you know, we're talking, her class, she's doing our study in San Luis Obispo. Aww. She's doing the names of God this year. Aww. And she said one name that Liz didn't write on was Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. Yes. But God has given me that peace. And I think of the song, you young ladies don't know it, but the verse goes, "When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my rock and stay," or strength and stay. Hope and stay, my hope and stay. "On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand, and everything's sinking around me, but the solid rock is there to hold me up." And the word this year has been so important to me. My class has been so understanding and solicitous of my problems. But the Lord has kept me just in the eye of the hurricane, just calm and peaceful with him. So I give you a testimony when the time comes when things are really falling apart in your life. The Lord is there, so hang on to him.
Okay. This is just because I don't want to leave out Joan Pollard, who is here every week. And just want to say a big thank you for all she means to us. She's in Florida right now with her mom. She may hear this, I don't know. But we love Joan. She's a special friend of mine. And we're in a small group together. But she gives out such joy as she leads us in worship and then ends us with those fabulous words to a hymn or a song that sends us on our way with strength and hope in Jesus. So I just want to say shout out to Joan and say thank you.
Okay.
God's word is so powerful. And I'm really thankful to be here every week with you ladies. It's such a privilege. And I would just like to lead you all. We want to lift Liz up in prayer. So if you'd bow your heads. Lord, we just thank you so much for your word. We thank you, Father, that you are faithful and you watch over it, that it is, you are careful to perform it. And Father, we thank you for your servant Liz. We have heard all the testimonies of the many blessings that you pour out through her and because of her in our lives. And Father, we lift her up to you today. It is our privilege to bring her before your throne. And Father, we just ask that you would let Liz dwell in the shelter of the Most High and rest in the shelter of the Almighty. Be her refuge, her fortress, her covering, her shield. Do not let her fear the terror of the night, nor any type of plague or sickness. Do not let any harm or disaster come near Liz. Command your angels to guard her in all her ways and keep her. Be with her in this time of trouble. Deliver her and honor her. Father, heal all her diseases. Crown her with loving kindness and your tender mercies. Satisfy her mouth with good things so that her youth is renewed like the eagles. Enable Liz to keep her mind on you and keep her in your perfect peace. I pray your presence will be with her, and you will give her rest. And we will praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Father,
We thank you for this year in the book of Luke. And thank you, Father God, for your inspiration, your guiding of Luke to write it for us, a diligent account and the record of our Savior's life and his actions and his suffering, his death and his resurrection. Thank you, Father God, for the plan that was put into place. Father, we thank you for these lessons. We thank you for Liz and that interesting turn of mind that asks questions that many of us never think to ask, because it gives us a chance to examine your word and to look at it in a more full way. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your word that's perfect and true in every aspect, and it really is your life-giving gift to us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit who teaches us. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for those dreadful lessons in Luke that had to do with his trials and his suffering and his death, because by it we were purchased with an incredible price. So we thank you for that, Father. And thank you for the tender hearts that could barely get through those scriptures. Thank you, Father, that we're aware of what it cost you and he to purchase us. Thank you so much. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the resurrection, that we can have every confidence that Jesus isn't there anymore. He's seated at your right hand. His Holy Spirit is dwelling within us. And we go forward in victory, no matter our circumstances, because we have a God who lives. So we thank you and praise you, Father, for this year and these lessons. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.